Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Our man, Bo Deedle. Welcome back, Bo. How are you, brother?
Fighting a fight here in New York City. We're fighting the commies. Forget about DSA. DSA is exactly what they want you to think, Democratic Socialist America, because they can't use the word what they are, communists. Yeah. That's why, because it's illegal to use that and hold an elected office. This is all a calculated plan. They've infected Europe. Europe is finished. Now they're coming to our home ground. And when you got a retard punk like that, Abdul Bababu, whatever the hell his name is, with his best friend Frankenstein.
El Sayed,
Pekka Pekka, what's his name? Pekka Pekka?
Yeah.
So this big jerk stands here like Frankenstein. Look, duh. Which way did it go? Yeah, we hate America. Well, get the hell out of here. My point is all of a sudden now with the cops in New York City, this scumbag mayor comes out yesterday and he says, "I feel so bad for a person that died. I don't know how he died, but who cares how he died? He used a meat cleaver on two people, killed one, chopped the other one up." And this mayor comes out and says, "He feels so deeply sorry to the family of this murderer." And then on top of it.
That's the guy that died at Rikers, right?
He should have died sooner. Yeah. He's a murderer with a meat cleaver. And this mayor comes out. Why doesn't he talk to the family that the guy chopped up? He didn't care about the family. Here's the real stinger. Four New York City young cops have committed suicide because of depression in the last 4 weeks, and this scumbag mayor never said a word, never went to the families, never did care about these New York City cops. He's a piece of garbage, and on top of it, he's got these judges that he put, this one in Brooklyn, this regurgitation. All of a sudden, they get attempted murder shootings, and they're looking for $150,000, $200,000 bail. This son of a gun, all she does is lets them out and says, "Return on November 27th. After Thanksgiving." This is a guy who shot a dog, shot at a guy, attempted murder, 14 priors, and these judges are just letting them out. Where are we going?
Bo, the Blakeman race is getting tight, isn't it? Like, people are discovering who Kathy Hochul is, despite it being such a blue state.
Yeah, all Kathy Hochul is a person that was put in to the lieutenant governorship by Andrew Cuomo because she was the one in the classroom the most likely not to succeed. She was a nobody. So he felt if she put, we used to have Fredo, you know, and the godfather, the son, hey, I'm Fredo. I'm your older brother. I'm smart. So they put her in as the female Fredo of New York State because she was the least likely to bother anything. And then she got uplifted to the governorship when Cuomo took the pipe. And the next thing that happens is now she wants to hold on so she has no clue what she's doing. She stands there with those teeth. Get your teeth fixed already. Snaggle tooth. And all she does is she's so afraid of the little commie punk smiley face, Mondami. He was upstate New York. I just said on one of my podcasts, where were you upstate? Apple picking your punk. They got no apples in Uganda where you come from. Go back there and ride an elephant. Stay the hell out of my city. So now, basically, she will do anything for the commie because she wants that vote. She wants a vote. Blakeman, Bruce Blakeman, is like 10 points out now, much further ahead than the other fellow that ran against. The only way, and I told Blakeman, I was with him the other night, I tell Blakeman, we got to get you in all five boroughs. Here's the deal. Hardworking black, hardworking Hispanic, hardworking people don't want this garbage. They're pricing us out with these DSA little white punk kids that are now get daddy and mommy's money, and they're in Brooklyn. They're going into black neighborhoods like Bedford-Stuyvesant. The prices are going up so high with the apartments right now. They can't live. And this is what he wants to do. He wants to price them out. And then the BS about these grocery stores. This is another joke. Now he's giving the grocery stores to people that owe money to the city. He is so out of touch. And you got to look at the gang that he put in there. All these commies. I won't use the word DSA. They have DSA. It looks like the Night of the Living Dead. The chancellor, who's under investigation for no-bid contracts. Then you have the woman who's in charge. He actually has a deputy commissioner for DSA to bring people and knock on doors, 100,000 people. They're going after every race, assembly, state senate, federal races. And what they're trying to do, Bobby, is they're trying to take over every race. It's like cancer. People who are listening, and I'm part of it too, people who've had cancer and loved ones who have had cancer, it eats it like Pac-Man. And that's what they're doing with communism, little by little. And what's going on in Michigan with that Abdul Scumbag and all these other candidates that they're running. And then when you got Dearborn, Michigan, 60,000 people demonstrating with flags from Death to America in my country, in my country. And now I just read this other piece of garbage. When he takes the pipe, I'm going to have a party. George Soros and his ugly son Fredo there. All of a sudden now, Scott Bessent, the head of Treasury, is going to yank the tax exemption for their bull stuff there. The Soros open fund. He's the one that's funding probably billions of dollars when you look at it for all these DSA and communists. One reason, he wants to destroy this country. Hey, you fat, ugly Hungarian, go back to Hungary, okay? Get out of my country and take your Fredo-looking son with you, with his wife, Amadama Duma. She was married to the guy who was showing his boner all over the place. What was his name? Congressman Bonino? What was that?
Wiener
with his little wiener. Yeah, you know what? Take your son and you and go to, it's called Margaret Park, and it's in Hungary, and that big, beautiful city. What's the name of that beautiful city in Hungary? The capital there. Budapest.
Yeah.
Budapest. There's a park called Margaret Park. Soros, take your son, get a picnic basket, and get out of my country.
By the way, the Soros family are max contributors to our Democrat mayor of Scranton, who has the same image company called Fight running her campaign as Mamdani's, and the Soros' maxed out contributions to her. What does that tell you about her ideology?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is going to be an easy choice for the intelligence. What worries me is what they do, how they do it. And we remember one thing when President Trump ran the last time. Towards the end, Elon Musk put $200 million into the race. But he didn't just put the money in there, dumb money. That's called dumb money. No, he categorized which states were the states that could swing states, and he focused on advertisements, mailings, and all kinds of things, getting people on the street. The DSA, communist, let's call them communist, DSA slash communist, what they're doing is they target on all these small races. They have the blanket of people knocking on doors, telling people, giving literature about, you're going to get free this, free that. So the moron, unintelligent voter looks at this and goes, hey, I could get free food. Hey, I get free buses. Where's your free buses, you smiley son of a gun? He will promise anything. And the normal amount, the average voter, I'm sorry to say, are morons. Because they listen to this, they don't realize what the facts are. We're touching upon right now a wave of communism in our country. And when you see what has happened with the negativity towards the police department, here is one real kicker. So there was this young cop with 20 years on the force. He got an EDP, an emotionally disturbed person, in the back of an ambulance. He smashed a window. He cut his hand. Not being, just crazy. Yeah. So he's in the back of an ambulance. And now they're trying to get him handcuffed. He's trying to hit the cops. So the one cop gets him in a headlock, which I've used hundreds of times. Nobody dies. The worst that can happen, they go unconscious and they faint. That's it. But because this whole George Floyd bull crap, this guy now, they grab him. He could retire. He could have retired. They fired him. He went to trial. He got convicted. He's looking at 7 years in jail. And you know what the scumbag judge did? You know what the scumbag judge did? This is a cop, 20 years. Put him on Rikers Island, no bail. No bail.
Oh, my God.
When I got murderers, attempted murders, rapists releasing. And on top of it, I just talked to Blakeman, and he's Nassau County. Snaggletooth Hochul told Blakeman's police commissioner, Pat Ryder, great police commissioner, he told him that, she told him that he cannot turn. She passed a law, an actual law. You get a person who's an illegal immigrant, illegally in this country, violent felony, you bring him in, you can't turn him over to ICE. What reason in God's name wouldn't you be able to turn him over? They're illegally there. They committed a violent felony. Why can't you turn away? So I told Bruce, I'm on his Homeland Security Advisory Council. I just sat with Mark Wayne Mullen last week, last Tuesday. I was in Washington. But listen to this. I'll go to Nassau County. And when one of these scumbags come in there, an illegal with a violent crime, I'll grab him. I'll pick up the phone. What you going to do about that, Snaggletooth?
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
Hey, Bo, and thank you for all the political views, but you've got Gravesend coming back this fall, right?
Yeah, Gravesend 3. They brought in Shaq O'Neal. It's turning now. All of a sudden, my friend who runs at Will DeMeo, he's smart. He goes, you know what? If I bring Shaq O'Neal, Shaq's got almost 50 million followers. That would be a good idea, and he's got a lot of cash. So all of a sudden, he brought in money. He owns half of it now. So the whole conversion of the Italiano boys is going to become, we're going to be having a lot of black superstars there on the show. It's going to have a whole nother audience. It's not going to be the Goomba Italian thing anymore. It's going to be more swinging more to the black brothers, okay, like we did with the Godfather of Harlem. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah. And is Godfather of Harlem going to have another season, Bo?
No.
Oh, I love that show.
They just did. I think they did two episodes with Forrest Whitaker. But who did I play? I played Tommy Lucchese. Lucchese took the pipe. I took the pipe, I think.
And that's what happens in mafia movies, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I got on film. For this, they're filming again. My friend Stallone, I know him a lot of years. They're doing the Tulsa King filming in New York.
Oh, neat.
I did a little casting for a part of course, Dino Bamonte, of course, the Goomba.
Yeah.
And I hope I get it, but maybe I won't get it, but it is what it is.
Oh, I'd love to see you on Tulsa King. I do like that show. At first, I thought it was corny, and then after watching it for a little while, I'm like, this is very, it's just very entertaining.
I like Stallone. I mean, look at what he did, from Rocky to Rambo. This guy's a real deal. He's in some shape. He's 80 friggin' years old, and he's in great shape.
Yeah. Not unlike my Bo Deedle, who's much younger than that, still.
When I get off the phone, I'm going to do my 88 push-ups. I can't squeeze 90 out today. 88, I'll squeeze out. I do one shot. I'm no set this. I get them done. That's it.
Love it. Well, hey, Bo, thank you so much. We always love hearing from you, and we're following you on One Tough Podcast.
All right, my friend. I just sent you the newest one.
Love it. Thank you. Bo Deedle.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.